This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the attacks on UAE's Fujairah that resulted in injuries to three Indian nationals. In a social media post, Mr. Modi asserted that India stands in firm solidarity with the UAE and reiterates its support for the peaceful resolution of all issues through dialogue and diplomacy. He ensured that ensuring safe and unimpeded navigation through the Strait of Hormuz is vital for enduring regional peace, stability and global energy security. Yesterday, three Indian nationals were injured after a fire broke out at the Fujairah Petroleum Industries Zone in the UAE following a drone attack from Iran. Earlier, the Ministry of External Affairs also condemned the attack in the UAE, calling it unacceptable. The Department of Trade and Commerce, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, has sponsored the fourth batch of 20 nominees to attend a five-day management development program on exports at the Indian Institute of Foreign Trade, Kolkata, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of India. The training program was inaugurated at IIFT Kolkata campus on Monday, organized in collaboration with Excel, Center for Export Facilitation IIFT Kolkata. The event aims to equip regional business leaders with the technical expertise required for international trade. The training will conclude on May 8, 2026. The United States and Iran have exchanged fresh attacks in the Gulf, escalating tensions over control of the Strait of Hormuz and undermining an already fragile ceasefire. Two U.S.-guided missile destroyers have successfully transited the Strait of Hormuz and entered the Arabian Gulf after navigating sustained and coordinated Iranian barrage, marking the opening phase of Washington's Project Freedom operation. The International Monetary Fund has said that the global economy could face far more severe consequences if the West Asia conflict extends into 2027, potentially driving oil prices to around $125 per barrel. Under the adverse scenario, global growth is expected to slow to 2.5% in 2026, while inflation could rise to 5.4%. The government has said there has been no dry out at LPG distributorships across the country and has assured that measures are being taken to ensure uninterrupted availability of petroleum products and LPG amid the evolving situation in West Asia. During the interministerial briefing in New Delhi last afternoon, officials asked citizens to avoid panic buying of petrol, diesel and LPG and to rely on official sources for accurate information. Vietnam President Tho Lam arrived at Bodh Gaya in Bihar today on a three-day state visit to India. He was received at the airport by Bihar Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary. Tomorrow, President Tho Lam will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan. Later, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold wide-ranging discussions with President Tho Lam across the spectrum of bilateral relations, also on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Political activities have begun for the government formation in Tamil Nadu and Kerala after declaration of assembly polls result. In Tamil Nadu, actor-turned-politician C. Joseph Vijay's Tamilaga Vetri Kazhagam has emerged as the single largest party in the state, winning 108 seats. Following the party's strong electoral debut, newly elected TVK legislators have formally elected Mr. Vijay as the leader in legislative party meeting at the party headquarters in Panayur near Chennai. Meanwhile, outgoing Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has submitted his resignation to the governor, which has been accepted. In Kerala, the Congress-led UDF is holding informal discussions on the formation of a government. Following the BJP's sweeping victory in the West Bengal assembly elections, preparations are in full swing for the formation of the new government and the oath-taking ceremony in the state. The new cabinet members are likely to be sworn in on 9th of this month, the birth anniversary of Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore. The BJP has appointed senior party leader and Union Minister Amit Shah as central observer for the election of the leader of the legislative party in West Bengal. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has been appointed as the central co-observer in the state. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.